Good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas! Woo! I am so excited for Christmas. Sino excited? Pasko, come on. Woo! Grabe, okay. Alam ko, excited tayo to celebrate parties, pagkain, okay, pamana. Pamana talaga, no? Pasko, pamana. Our series is titled Timeless. Sabi mo, timeless.
Timeless.
Timeless is speaking of a message of Christmas that is timeless. Okay, it is not bound by anything or kumbaga hanggang December lang ba siya? Mamaya, pag-usapan natin. But let me just ask you a question regarding Pasko, okay? Let me just ask two people. Ngayong Pasko, basta blank, sapat na. Sige, fill in the blanks. Kahit ano. Okay, sino ganun din? Family, okay? Gusto mo kasama mo yung family mo? Okay, nice. Okay, sino din? Gusto mo na yun? Parang si Pau, handa. Okay, may pagkain. Di ba? Mukhang pagkain. Di ba? Kamukha mo na yung hamon. Okay? Iba-iba tayo, no? And talking about Christmas, we are very excited. Madami tayong gustong sagot dyan. Okay? Madami tayong gustong sagot dyan. And ngayon, talking about Christmas, basta kung anong meron tayo sapat na, we look into things na kukumpleto ng Pasko natin. Tama? We look into relationships like family, na kung kasama ko sila, kukumpletuhin na yung Pasko ko. But what is timeless all about? Why did we call this series and talk about Christmas and named it timeless? Because timeless is a word that means not affected by the passage of time or changes in fashion. Oh, grabe, no? So, nagbabago-bago pala yung damit. Yun yung sabi sa Google. So, for example, kung dati ito yung uso, okay, polka dots, ngayon checkered na, pero may Pasko pa rin. Tama? So, another word for timeless, diba? Unchanging, eternal, it's permanent, it's always happening no matter what the time is or no matter what the changes that's been happening year after year. But to talk about all this timeless Christmas, also, meron tayong tinatawag, kunyari, ano yung opposite ng timeless? Sino nakakaalam? Ha? Timeful. Galing nyo talaga, no? Mag-aral kayo, ha? Yung antonym niya, nung sinerge ko, ephemeral. Sino alam yung ephemeral? Alam nyo ba yung antonym?
Hindi po.
Yung antonym yun yung opposite. Hindi yun yung kaklase mo, si antonym. Okay. O sige. Makinig. Ephemeral means lasting a very short time. So yun lang pala yun, pinalalim pa. Short time or momentary. Shota. Tama. Okay. Short time. Ephemeral siya. Pwede ba kitang maging ephemeral? Oh, di ba? Oh, sige, pag-usapan na natin 'to. Niloloko niyo ako eh. Go. Oh, kasi because look, when we want to celebrate Christmas, we normally want to look forward to Christmas based on the time that we celebrated Christmas, probably last year or from the previous years. That's why we look forward to a good Christmas today or for the coming days kasi last year sobrang saya ng Pasko ko. Nag-party kami. This year, magpa-party pa rin kami. And then we look forward now to Christmas based on the things that we did the last Christmas, kaya excited tayo. But to some, probably, some are not excited for Christmas because they also base it on the Christmas experiences that they've had na nung yung sabi nila, kung meron lang ako nito, sapat na yung Pasko ko, eh wala. Ngayon, looking forward to Christmas now, they're not really looking forward. Ha, Christmas? What's that? Is that even a word? Diba? English pa, no? They don't look forward to Christmas now because of the past experiences, of bad Christmas experiences that they've had in years before. From the momentary experiences of Christmas, now they compare what could they have in this Christmas for this coming season, for this coming year, and thinking about momentary things also and basing their Christmas experience from the past experiences. Why either it would be bad or good, we would actually always look back. Sino naalala mo yung ginawa mo nung Christmas last year? But now we look forward because probably God would do amazing things again at this time. Mag-e-enjoy na naman ako ulit at this time. But now what Christmas is a timeless message. It's more than the decorations. It's more than the experiences. It's more than the service na may mga Christmas lights. It's more than the parties that you attend to. Christmas is a timeless message. It wouldn't be compared to the momentary celebrations that you've had before. And even if you would have a great celebration this year, would it be compared to that as an experience of Christmas based on all the things that you have attended to, or the parties you have attended to, or the things that you received during Christmas? Talking about Christmas as a timeless message, it started, okay, nung, let's go to Luke 2, chapter 10 to 11, when Jesus was born. That's Christmas. Let me invite everyone to stand up with me in reverence to God's word, and open your Bibles with me as we read this together. Let's look into the time that Jesus was born. Because as we look into the, if we look back to Christmas experiences before, this is the first Christmas experience when Christ came. This is the original, okay? Ito yung Christmas, di ba? And right now, let's look back into this and know how can we have a complete and purposeful Christmas this year and all throughout our lives. Let's read this all together. 1, 2, 3, go. And the angel said to them, "Fear not. Behold, good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Let's all bow down. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. We pray that you would look back to the time that when you were born, Jesus, so that we would look forward to a celebration that is about you. We pray, God, that you open our hearts and minds, that may it not be about gifts or things that we would receive, but may it be always about you. That we would learn, and not only learn, experience and enjoy your presence with us and our families as we celebrate Christmas, in Jesus' name. Amen. Take your seats now. It's a good news. The verses says, sino sa inyo gustong-gusto nyo ng good news? Di ba? Tuwang-tuwa tayo sa good news. Tama ba pag sinabi ng class mo, walang teacher? Grabe, saya-saya natin, no? Sabihan ka ng parents mo, anak, andyan na yung ninong at ninang mo. Uy, grabe, mabless ka na kahit di mo kilala, di ba? Uy, opo, gusto ko po yan, okay. Kasi mas madaming papapamaskuhan, okay? Kahit sinong matatanda, bless ka ng bless. Okay. Good news, gusto natin yan. When there's a good news, we celebrate, we want it. And this is the good news that they've had. More than just receiving material things or material blessings that we are thankful about, to them, this was a good news. "I bring you good news," the angel said. And the angel was talking about, was talking to shepherds. The angel of God, okay, may ano tayo, picture tayo. The angel was talking to shepherds, and the angel was sharing the good news of the coming of Jesus Christ to shepherds. And if you would know, shepherds are social outcasts in their time. Shepherds are ceremonially unclean dahil sa trabaho nila. Siyempre, madudumi yung mga inaalagaan nila, hinahawakan nila, niyayakap nila yan. And since dahil ganun yung trabaho nila, madumi na sila. According to their culture, and even their reputation is not good. They have a bad reputation. Di sila pinagkakatiwalaan ng mga tao. As a witness, kung kailangan ng witness sa isang court trial, hindi sila valid na witnesses. Hindi sila napapagkatiwalaan. So, ibig sabihin, these shepherds who are now listening to the, or who's now receiving the good news of the angel, of the coming of the Savior, were outcasts, lowly people, and yet, we're hearing the good news. And to some, probably we're like that. We're thinking, is Christmas really for me? Yes, probably I'm an outcast, or hindi naman ganun kagandahan yung talents ko. In fact, yung talent ko, hindi ako marunong sumayaw, hindi ako marunong kumanta, ngumingiti lang ako. Ah, ganun na yung talent ko. Mababa lang ako, hindi ako masyado talented, hindi ako masyado matalino, wala ako masyado nagagawa. You look down on yourself and thinking na Christmas wouldn't be enjoyable, probably because wala naman kasi ako masyadong friends. Wala naman, family lang talagang kasama ko. And probably you're thinking like that, like shepherds, but yet the message was for the shepherds, and the message of Christmas is also for us. Why didn't God just send an angel to a rich person para mas mabilis pang nai-announce? But it's an importance that God is saying to these lowly people that the message is for you as well. The message of Christmas is for everyone. It's for all. for all people in all ages. That's why it's a timeless message. The message of Christmas, the message of the coming of the Messiah, was not only a good news to the shepherds when Jesus came, but before Jesus came, 700 years before this happened, it was mentioned, it was prophesied to Israelites in the time of Isaiah. Isaiah is a prophet from the Bible. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 to 7. Pero for now, let's just read verse 6. This is a prophecy, one of the more than 300 prophecies of the coming of Jesus Christ from prophets. And prophet Isaiah was sharing to the Israelites who were now at a downfall. Imagine this with me. Okay, sila, they were a people or a nation of power, but at this moment, power is all gone. All of their success, all of their work hard for are all gone. They were being conquered. They were losing hope. They were feeling lonely, and they were feeling low probably because all of their success is now gone. They were afraid and terrified na itong misery or itong despair na meron sila, troubles and their situation would not end anymore. That's why a messenger, a prophet came in Isaiah when he shared this to people now hopeless, sharing the message of a Savior, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And that is who Jesus is. He was describing who is to come to them and who is to come to save the world. More than the government, who is to come to save the world. More than Israel, who will come to save people from their sins. And that's Jesus Christ. So that's why the message of Christmas or the coming of Jesus Christ is a message that is timeless, because it's important to the people in the Old Testament. It's important to the people in the New Testament, dun sa mga shepherds, and it's also important to us today. Because talking about the need of all these people, whether Old Testament people pa yan in the time of Isaiah, they need someone to save them from all those people conquering them, the shepherds who were social outcasts, us as human beings, lahat tayo tao, we all have a need. Let's go now, and that's why it's good to look now, go back again in Luke 2, because in the people of Old Testament, they are now looking forward to the coming of the Savior, and now people, the shepherd are looking now, or the shepherds at that very moment, the good news was given. Ngayon, they were excited because the Savior was given. And now we look back to the coming of Jesus Christ so that we could always look forward for a great, meaningful, and purposeful Christmas. And what do we have in common with these people from the Old Testament, New Testament, and us now is that we all need a Savior. That's why a Savior was prophesied to come, because they need a Savior. That's why a Savior was a good news to the shepherds, because they were in need of a Savior. That's why to us, we look back and celebrate Christmas year after year to see and know and be reminded that the Savior was given to us. A Savior was already born for us. Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born for all of us. Because we think, many times, okay, we look into different things that would save our, that could save our Christmas. Nisip natin yung Pasko natin, kung may ganito lang ako, okay, save na yung Pasko ko, masayang-masaya na. Katulad kanina, nung tinanong ko sa inyo, pagkain, pamilya, ano-ano pa. We normally think, di ba, kung meron lang akong bagong cellphone ngayong Pasko, okay na yung Pasko ko. Kasi yung cellphone ko, nagdudugo na yung daliri ko. Kaka-swipe kasi basag na eh. Lord, kung magkakaroon lang ako ng laptop, kumpleto na yung Pasko ko. Lord, pang project yan, pang thesis yan eh. Diba? Lord, di ako mag-games. Lord, kung marami akong ninong-ninang magdadatingan, kahit di ko man sila kilala, Lord, be-bless lang ako. Basta madaming pera, kumpleto na yung Pasko ko. May pang Coldplay na ako. Diba? Grabe, nag-ipon ka, no? May pang-concert ka na, di ba, Lord? Kompleto na yung Pasko ko noon. Lord, Gusto ko lang naman magsaya ngayong Pasko. Sino gusto mo maging masaya ngayong Pasko, di ba? Gusto ko lang naman sumaye. Kaya attend ka ng mga party, di ba? Sino dito yung mayroong victory group party? Yung victory group nyo, mag-Christmas party. O yung mga ka-ministry nyo, magpa-party kayo, di ba? Lahat kayo usher, di ba? Tayong ushers, mag-party tayo, di ba? Nag-a-usheran kayo sa party. Upo ka! Hindi, ikaw na! Okay? Upo ka na! Gagano'n kayo. Christmas party, di ang saya-saya nyo kasi you serve one another. Di ba? Minsan pa, meron dito yung mga high school reunion, di ba? Sino nagaganon pa? Kahit kaka-graduate nyo lang last year. Diba? Naka-high school reunion na, elementary reunion. Diba? Saya-saya nyo. Tagal, kids pa tayo nun eh. Diba? O, preschool reunion. Diba? Pati yung mga kasamahan mo sa ospital, nung pinanganak ka, may reunion kayo. Okay. Saya-saya ng Pasko, Lord, pagka may ano ko. We're thinking that these things or these parties would save our Christmas experience. Okay. Kung minsan, di lang yung mga parties, pero yung talagang kasama natin. That's why to some, di ba? Kaya, Lord, basta kasama ko yung family ko, kompleto kami, okay na yung Pasko. Eh, paano kung hindi? Yung iba, nag-aano pa, Lord, sana may boyfriend, girlfriend na ako ngayong Pasko. Lord, 12 years na akong nagpapasko, walang girlfriend. 12 years old na ako. Bigyan mo naman ako ng, ano, Lord. Kahit MU lang, Lord, yung babati sa akin ng Merry Christmas, may MU mukhang unggoy. Di ba? Bumati lang sa akin, Lord. Kompleto na yung Pasko ko basta may ka-holding hands, Lord. Kompleto na. We're thinking of different things and different persons, listen, that would complete and save our Christmas experience. We're only thinking to be saved from the experience that we wanted to have in Christmas, from the misery na baka maging malungkot yung Pasko ko kung wala ako nito. But you know what? The following things that I've mentioned to you are not timeless. They may be at that point in your Christmas time, but all of these things are temporary. Cellphone nababasag. Laptop nagkaka-virus. Boyfriend na agaw. Sakit eh. Pero lahat yan temporary. Kahit yung party, natatapos. All of these things are temporary. If we're thinking all of these things can save our Christmas, there's a deeper need in all of us, more than just being happy or more than just being satisfied with gadgets or gifts that we would be able to receive on a Christmas day. You know what? The human need for a Savior is timeless. That's why they needed a Savior in Old Testament, New Testament, and to us today. What did the Savior do? This Savior that came to us saved us from our sins. Because to some of us, probably you've been in Jesus Christ for a long time already. Many of us know this already. Pwede mo sabihin, alam ko na yung message na yung Pasko na yun. Dumating si Jesus. I know. That's not new as a message to me. But do you still feel the same way the first time that you've heard that Jesus came to die on the cross for your sins? Do you still remember the feeling? Or do you still have that thankfulness na, Lord, salamat, niligtas mo ko sa mga kasalanan ko? Do you still have that excitement that when you celebrate Christmas, this is the time that I would remember that a Savior came to die for my sins? Because it's not only the need in the physical, the lack that you may have right now, but it's a need to be saved from sin. So if that's why, if you're new here, or you haven't really surrendered your life to Christ, the message is speaking of a Savior coming to save you from your sins. That's why it said in Matthew 1, verse 21, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. If you are thinking, why would I need a Savior? Kaya ko naman yung buhay ko eh. We all need a Savior because we can't save ourselves from our sins. That's why you've been suffering, because it's of your sin. That's why there's pain, there's loneliness, because of our sin. And probably the sins of other people towards us that abused us, used us, taken advantage of us. We can't take all of these things away in our lives. Only Jesus can. That's why He was provided to us. In Christmas, you know what? In Christmas, a Savior was provided for us. The greatest human need was provided. It's a Savior. Not to save you from loneliness, but to save you from sin that causes you loneliness. Are you not thankful about that? Or are you just looking into things that would complete your year because it's in your faith goal list? Or is having Jesus in your life enough already? Knowing that you have Jesus, the promised Messiah, to come, would deliver us from our sins, is He the reason for your Christmas right now? Would He be the center of your celebration right now? Would you want Him to be the center of your life right now? And I hope you're thankful. Never get out of the feeling, or you never get over the feeling of knowing that Jesus was born to save us from our sins, because we can never save ourselves from our sins. This is the message, the timeless message of Christmas to us, that the greatest need of man is to be saved and be forgiven of our sins. That's why He was provided. He was given to us. That's the best gift that we would receive. And when we continue on, verse 10, it says, look to verse 10 and 11. Okay, so verse 11 pala, not only a Savior, but a Lord was provided to us. A Lord was given to us. A Savior who saved us from our sins was given to us, was a gift to us to save us from our sins, to save us from a Christmas experience of thinking that all these gadgets would complete us, but when having Jesus, having completeness in Jesus, would save us. But you know what? Jesus is also Lord. You can't take that away, Jesus being Lord and Savior. Kung may piso ka, o kung may pera ka, yung 20 mo, kung blanco yung likod ng 20 mo, isang parte lang yan, alam mong hindi valid yung peke yun, tama ba? Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, bakit? Kompleto na may harap ha. O, Jesus na lang yan, kasi kalahati lang eh. Hindi valid. And having Jesus in your life, the promised Messiah was given as a Savior and also a Lord. But this is a reality in us that we can't accept Jesus as Lord in our lives. Kasi when we talk about Lord, the Greek word for that is kurios. I don't know Greek, I just research. Kurios means a supreme master with authority, control, power over others. That's what Lord means. A master, supreme master. Authority over everything, and that is Jesus. And that's why we don't want Jesus as Lord. It's hard to accept Jesus as Lord. And gusto lang natin yun, yung mapunta tayong heaven, di ba? And be forgiven of all of our sins, iyak-iyak ka pa. Pero pag sinabi na, okay, you have to give up this area of your life. Lord, excuse me. This is mine. Ako na bahala dito, Lord. You have to give up an area of your life, and it's hard. And when you read the Bible and you get to see, di ba, okay, ibang page na lang. Hindi para sa akin yung message na yun. Baka para sa iba. Mahirap gawin masyado yun, Lord. Because we're thinking, Lord, may gusto pa akong gawin sa buhay ko. You can't be in control of my life. I need to do this. I want to do this. I want to enjoy this more. Nag-i-enjoy pa ako, Lord. Lord, kailangan ko pa to. Hindi ko yata kaya pag nilet go ko siya. I can't let you rule my life, Lord. Gusto ko pa to sa buhay ko. By looking at that, because we all desire for control, we all desire that we would be taking charge of our lives. Tama ba? Inis na inis ka nga, di ba? Pagka may nagtuturo sa'yo, di ba? Yung alam mo naman yung gagawin. Tapos, hindi, unahin mo na to. Ano ba? Pakailan mo ba? Because we want to be in control. But how many times have we proven in ourselves that we can never be in control, that we can never trust ourselves? Example, some of you are not in control of your emotions. Yung iba, onting ano lang, di ba, natapakan lang ng onting sipatos. Ano ba? Di ba ba alam na bago yan? 3 months na yan, ah. Tapakan ng tapak. Diba? Hindi mo makontrol emotions mo. Pagbukas mo nung regalo para sa'yo, di ba? Ngayong Pasko, ano tong t-shirt na to?
Ba't may dragon? Ayoko nito. Gusto ko zebra. Bet nagalit ka, di ba? Pinunit mo pa, I hate my life! Okay. So you can control your emotions at that point. You can control your emotions na kaya pala ang bilis mo ma-fall. Diba? Onting text lang. Diba? Ay, crush na ako nito! Ay, nako! We can control our emotions. How many times have we failed ourselves when we trusted our emotions? When you have trusted your emotions, alam naman natin, di ba? Hindi natin, alam mo naman, for example, di ba, yung ang hirap nga mag-sorry, right? Especially to family members. Sino yung awkward na awkward kapag magsasorry ka sa kapatid mo, sa mami mo? Di ba minsan, parang, sorry. Tapos alis ka na, di ba? Because it's hard. Ba, ang hirap mag-sorry, di ba? Parang, bakit? Ako naman nauna. May pride pa kasi sa atin. And we can't take control over our feelings because we're thinking, I must be first, okay? Siya dapat nagsusorry sa akin. Can't control over your emotions. Not only emotions, pero alam mo, sometimes, not sometimes, but every day, we can't control situations over us. We can't control things inside of us. We can't control anything externally. Kasi if you can, kaya mo naman piliin na lang yung prof mo eh. Siya na naman yung prof, terror. Bagsak na ako dito, 2 beses na eh. Siya ulit, pag-enroll mo. Di mo kayang baguhin yun eh. External na yun eh. Lalong hindi kayo in control dun. When it comes to your family, if you can only control your family, di sana, Lord, buo na kami ngayon. Kung kaya ko lang kontrolin. How many times have we failed in thinking that we are in control? How many times have we come to a point that we think to ourselves and we definitely admit to ourselves, we are only limited. If we can control situations around us and we can control our emotions or ourselves, well, this only proves that left to ourselves, we can never really govern or run our lives. Hindi mo kayang patakbuhin yung sarili mong buhay. So you would only fail yourself. You would only be failed by your own decisions. You would be failed by people around you. You would be failed by different situations around you na hindi mo inakalang dadating. But looking into these things, that yes, we committed all mistakes and it is a proof that we can trust ourselves. You know why? Ask me why. Because we're all sinful. That's why we can't control our emotions because we're sinful. We're thinking of ourselves first. That's why we can't control and we get frustrated if things don't happen the way you wanted it to happen around you. You get frustrated. It's because of pride. You want to be in control. But if you would know someone who is in control over everything, would you trust that person? Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7 speaks of a person who is in control, Lord over all. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. The rulership or the rule of this person, of this Savior who came to us, there's no end to his lordship, to his kingship. A king is in control over everything. Of his government and of peace. How many times have we wanted to, have we heard, di ba, sa mga pageant, ano yung gusto mo, mangyari, ano yung wish mo, world peace. But the Savior who came will grant peace and there will be no end. On the throne of David, because why David? To the Israelites, when they think about David, they know he is the best king that they have ever had. But compared to David, on the throne of David, over his kingdom, compared to his kingdom, this Savior will be doing more than what David has done for them. To establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The rule of the Savior of Jesus is not time-bounded, it's timeless. It's not for a moment in the Old Testament. It's not only for the moment when he came on earth, but even when after he resurrected and went up again in heaven, and eternity would come, eternally, He would be ruler, He would be Lord, He would be in control over all. If you can trust yourself, your emotions, and the situations around you, maybe you can trust Jesus. How can He not be in control over your life if He is in control over heaven and earth? If He is King, He is Lord over heaven and earth, He can be King and take care of your life. A Lord that does not want to harm you, because that's what we're thinking. Kung mawawala to, i-give up ko to Lord, yung love life ko, i-give up ko. Di ba pwedeng sabay habang nag-aaral ako? Pero yung parents mo sabi, mag-aaral ka muna. Honor your parents. And sige Lord. Anyway, you know what? The King, the Lord, is for your welfare. He has a good, pleasing, and perfect will for you. God the Father did not just give us a Savior, gave us a person who would be able to rule our lives. Our lives that we can never run anyway. That went into mess because of our sins. Now, the Savior is also Lord over your life. Let Him be in control. Let Him be in control. Let the Savior take control over your life. Because imagine that this person, this God, is at peace with you in Christmas. Okay? Ibig sabihin na, it's now with you. And even if you accepted, and if you have accepted Christ in your life already, you're at peace with God. And even if you don't, if you haven't surrendered your life to God yet, you can be at peace in God. But imagine that, okay? You're at peace with someone who is the ruler over heaven and earth. Think about this, diba? Yung best friend mo, yung president ng klase ninyo. Anong pakiramdam nun? Huwag mo kalista sa noisy, ha? Ako na bahala sa'yo. Imagine that. Your best friends. Okay? With the owner. Okay? Kunyari, ng McDonald's sa baba. Tapos sabi mo sa kanya, uy, girl, dagdagan mo naman yung french fries ko. Di kahit dalawang piraso. Sige, ako bahala sa'yo. Have you really trusted God with your life? Na handa kang pakinggan na sasabihin ni Lord sa'yo, akong bahala sa buhay mo. When Jesus was given to us, si Jesus nang bahala sa buhay mo. If He can save you from your sins, He can save you from anything that would harm you in this life. That's why when He says instructions to you, He is Lord. He is after your welfare. He is after your health. He is after your future. He is after your time today. He is after your grades. He is after your family. Whatever God wants to tell you to give up, give it up. Surrender it to Jesus Christ. He has saved you from your sins. Why can He not rule over your life? The goodness of Christmas as a timely message is that Jesus, the Savior King, was born for us. The Savior and the King who can rule over your life. It's after for your good, pleasing, and perfect destiny that He has for you. Imagine mo na lang, di ba, sa-celebrate kang Pasko dati para lang sa party, sa kasiyahan. Ngayon hindi na, sineselebrate mo na si Jesus kasi para dumating siya, nalaman mo, para maligtas ka sa lahat ng kasalanan mo at para bigyan ng buhay yung buhay mo. Hindi ka lang nag-aantay para mamatay. Nabuhay siya para tayo magkabuhay. A Savior King was born for us. It's a gift to us. And let me tell you this, Christmas is not about you. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, it's not about you. Christmas, listen, Christmas, yes, it's for us because the Savior King was born for us, but it's never about us. I hope that when you celebrate Christmas, it's not about the gifts. It's not about kung may handa o wala. It's not about kung lalabas kayo, may reunion o kahit ano pa. It will always be about the Savior who came to save us from our sins and wants to govern our lives. Would you want to take control of your life or accept the control of the great God, King over heaven and earth? Accept the control of this great God, Savior King, over your life, who has a good, pleasing, and perfect will for you, who would lead your way would love you, would take care of you. This is the gift for us. At this moment, would Christmas be enough for you if Jesus is the only thing that you've got? Is Christmas a good news to you still? Is Christmas a good news to you now? Enough of looking back to bad experiences of Christmas before, kahit di kayo magkasama noon. So what? I can look forward to a Christmas na magkakasama kami sa ng pamilya ko dahil si Jesus in control eh. I can pray and I know that He has a good, pleasing, and perfect will for me. Is Christmas a good news to you? Is the coming of Jesus a good news to you? Is the coming of Jesus in your life is something that you enjoy up until this time? And I hope it still gives you this joy overwhelmingly na hindi mo ma-explain. Maraming salamat lang. Ikaw lang yung kailangan ko, Lord. Because the Christmas is a good news, a timeless good news about the gospel. That's why he said in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, He Himself bore our sins in His body on a tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. The reason why Christ came is for Him to die. Pinanganak pa lang, yun na yung destiny, to die for our sins. On a tree, on a cross, for our sins. That's why the cross is the reason for Christmas. It's never about us, but it's always about the cross. Savior King came, was born for us. It's for us, but it's never about us. It's about the Savior who came, the King who would want to rule over your life. Let that be your celebration. In your celebration for Christmas, let it be about the cross. Let it be about Jesus. Because if it's about us, ma-frustrate lang tayo. But it's about Jesus, it's worship, it's thankfulness. Maraming salamat, Lord. Dito. Imagine mo na lang, nag-birthday ka. Hindi ka binate. Feel bad ka nga, di ba? It's hurt. Imagine that. Celebrating Christmas without Jesus at the center. That's not Christmas at all. That's just a party. Celebrate Christmas by celebrating the life of Jesus. Amen? It's all about God. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you gave your only Son to us. That the message of the cross, that the message of coming Jesus, of the coming of Jesus Christ, let that be the reason for our celebration. Let that be the reason for our worship to you. Let this be the reason for our thankfulness. Let this be the reason for our celebration. At Lord, maraming salamat, dumating ka. Let it be in our lives, Lord, na kahit pa wala kaming matanggap na regalo, okay lang. You're the best gift that we have already received. When we have you in our lives, everything is complete. We can celebrate a complete, purposeful, joyful Christmas because of you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You save us from our sins. You came to die on the cross for us. That is a gift to us. Lord, we choose to focus on you at this time. Can you just pray right now in repentance to Jesus? If you're thinking, malungkot na naman yung Pasko ko dahil hindi ako makaka-receive, malungkot na naman yung Pasko ko dahil hindi kami kompleto, can you just repent over these things? Sorry, Lord, hindi pala ikaw yung sentro nung Paskong gusto kong i-celebrate. O kahit nung mga Paskong sinelebrate ko noon. Lord, thank you that now we have a reason to celebrate, and that is you. We are thankful for your goodness and your greatness. We are thankful for who you are, for what you've done, and we want to worship.